This month marks the one-year anniversary of River Up. River Up is part of a community movement to embrace and celebrate the assets of the Huron River for the benefit of local economies and residents and for conservation of our shared natural heritage. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. River Up is a partnership between the Huron River Watershed Council, the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Office, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and the Wolf Pack. My co-host for the First Friday segment is the executive director of one of those groups. Lisa Wozniak heads up the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, David.
And our guest today heads up the River Up program for another of the partner groups.
That's right. Our guest today is Elizabeth Riggs. Elizabeth is the deputy director of the Huron River Watershed Council, where she's been a part of the team since 1999. Over the years, she's been responsible for many important programs, including the Huron River Water Trail, and our focus today, River Up. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Good morning, David and Lisa.
Good morning.
Elizabeth, you've been integral to the support and the progress of River Up, an initiative, as David pointed out, that is really refocusing our community's attention on the Huron River. Let's start with a baseline question. What, in more detail, is River Up, and how did it come to be?
I would say River Up is as much a feeling about the river and our sense of place in this part of Michigan as it is about some specific projects that I'm sure we'll get into. We have a river here, the Huron River, that is certainly well-loved and well-used by many communities and hundreds of thousands of people in southeastern Michigan. It is a working river sometimes, taking the wastewater that we send to it and sending it to Lake Erie once it's been treated, but it's also a place where we recreate. There is very popular fishing areas, swimming holes, and it's also just a place of respite for people with this wonderful babbling water and just a serene place to go in the middle of a busy area. So we are, through River Up, doing nothing short of trying to create a renaissance for the Huron River. Since the 1970s, when the Clean Water Act was passed, there's been so much progress in cleaning up the river and really improving the water quality and the water quantity, the flows through the river. And we feel like we, the Watershed Council and our partners that you mentioned, David, really feel like we have an opportunity that's been untapped, and to celebrate the Huron River by literally working to turn our river towns to face the river. So when we had a dirty river and it was receiving a lot of pollution and industrial waste, people didn't want to be near the river. And so quite literally, the buildings were built away from the river and to face away and face Main Street instead. Well, now we have a river to celebrate, as I mentioned. And so we are looking to now turn our communities like Ann Arbor, like Ypsilanti, Flat Rock, Milford, and all the towns in between on the river to really start looking at how to build off of the river-based recreation, the local business opportunities also that would fit in with that vision.
Well, and you've in a way described the three long-term objectives of the program: fix up, clean up, and build up. Why don't you give me a thumbnail sketch of each of those?
Absolutely. Now, something like River Up, a Huron River Renaissance, that could really be a big project. And so one of the main things that we've been doing in the last 12 months is trying to hone in on what are our priorities and what do we think we can do best. So to that regard, or to that end, we have these three categories. Fix up. That's the idea that we want to invest in recreation that's river-based. Especially our lead project on that, or our keystone project, is this Huron River Water Trail. Clean up, well, that's probably fairly obvious, but it's the really investing in the ecological health of the Huron River, taking the gains that have been made since the 1970s and continuing to work on projects like keeping soil erosion from being a problem on the riverbanks and things like that. And then third is build up. And that gets into the idea that I mentioned earlier of transforming the corridor, of looking at where we have opportunities to do a better job to integrate a community to the river. So whether that's putting in some new fishing piers or landings, docks for kayakers and canoeists, putting in some new hike bike trails or connecting them better to the river. These are just different ways that we can actually physically transform that corridor so that we are celebrating the river, taking advantage of it, but also being sensitive to how to do that in a way that still protects the river.
So in the first year of River Up, can you point to some initial successes?
Yes. We certainly have a lot of energy and motivation with this partnership. And I just want to say something about that real quickly before I talk about the specific projects, is that I've worked for the Huron River Watershed Council for a number of years on many different kinds of projects, but never have I had the pleasure of being able to work on a project like this that has such a strong public-private partnership. So we do have the benefit of working with a state group like our Michigan League of Conservation Voters, with the Great Lakes Regional Office of the National Wildlife Federation, and then with a really enthusiastic and accomplished bunch of business and community leaders who are really encouraging us to move at a quick speed to really capture the enthusiasm of this project and try to make a difference in as short of a time as we can.
And of course, there's a wide base of stakeholders involved here that includes municipalities and the residents. And how's been the response been for this movement and transformation of the river on that front?
Thanks. Absolutely. We've had quite a bit of involvement from the entities that own property or manage property along the river, and you mentioned a number of those, the units of government, the metro parks, the county parks. So there's been a level of excitement, kind of an infusion, if you will, in terms of our work with them.
And some people might look at that number of organizations and that many hands in the pot and say, well, bureaucracy is going to creep in and halt progress or slow it down anyway. Have you found that that has not been an issue here?
I would say that we have been able to get some projects done more quickly with this enthusiasm and with that broad-based public-private partnership. But that's not to say that we're not also making sure that we're following proper procedures. Lisa, you asked about what kind of projects
that's
we've
right.
done in the first year. And one of the ones that is a project that has taken a good amount of our attention in this first year has been to improve a very neglected canoe and kayak portage around one of our dams on the Huron River. And so this is a project that we originally wanted to just do the design and build for and knock that off pretty quickly so that we could move on to the next project. Because believe me, there's no shortage of projects that we've identified
right.
in this first year. But then we realized, yeah, we need to adjust our expectations a little bit about how quickly we can do that because, you know, those projects all require certain local and state permits. And so it's trying to align our excitement, our expectations with some of those more practical concerns.
A central quality to most when planning recreational outings is thinking about water quality, too. And you mentioned that in your initial comments. This river is, for the most part, a clean river. People can swim in it for the most part. We get our drinking water. The city of Ann Arbor gets its drinking water from the Huron. But you also mentioned decades of environmental, poor environmental stewardship. And it's left people nervous about actually using the river, and frankly, with diminishing water levels, so water quality and water quantity, what is the impact to the river now in this very, very hot summer that we've been experiencing on both fronts?
Good question. You know, we tend to, especially in Michigan, where we're so flush with clean water and a lot of fresh water, that we tend to forget that there is that possibility of having drought conditions like we do now. So I think what we're finding is that people are really valuing the resource that we do have and trying to think about how to use it carefully. But it's an interesting balance. We do have a very clean river. There are certainly some restrictions. For example, after a rain event, people are advised to not swim in the water for about 48 hours afterward because of the pollutants that wash in from our streets and our parking lots and other developed areas. But we are trying to also educate people at the same time through River Up by making them aware that there are these water quality, water quantity issues. So while we want to bring people to the river and encourage them to get out there more, for example, on the Huron River Water Trail, we also at the same time need to share with them information about how to read a river. You know, what kind of information do you need before you go out on a trip down the river to know what to look for, that it's still a natural system and things are changing all the time on it.
Is climate change going to be a part of the conversation in moving forward, trying to best guess or deal with or predict how the river is going to run? As you well know, the Argo Cascades has been closed due to low water levels, and if we're going to build up recreational spots along the river and there's not enough water, that's a problem.
Absolutely. I think part of the conversation clearly needs to be thinking about the limits of what kind of recreation can happen when. So what we are seeing increasingly and what we will be seeing more of is that we will generally have about the same amount of water in this part of Michigan based on what climate scientists are saying. However, it'll be in amounts and at times that aren't so convenient for us, or at least very different from what we've become accustomed to and what we've built our infrastructure around. And so it's a very good point, and it's something that's definitely on our minds for River Up and at the Huron River Watershed Council, taking into account how we need to adjust our expectations. We expect that there's always going to be water in the river, so it means planning some recreation that is going to be compatible with that. You know, for example, with a project like the Cascades in Ann Arbor, when that project was designed and permits provided, there was not a minimum flow or a maximum flow that was put in with that permit to help with managing that recreational feature. And so now with the low flows, they're realizing that there's some management that needs to be improved.
You are listening to WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. I'm David Fair, alongside my co-host for this monthly feature. Lisa Wozniak is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Our guest today is Elizabeth Riggs, and Elizabeth is Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council and heads up the River Up program, which is the focus of our conversation today.
The Huron River Watershed Council has a long history of great stewardship along the Huron. That is your mission, is taking care of this wonderful water body that flows through southeast Michigan and through, is it seven counties?
Seven counties.
Mm-hmm. What has been the inspiration in particular for River Up? Why this, why now, and why the involvement of these three different organizations?
Very good question. A few years ago, and I was not there, so I have to hear this secondhand, but several years ago, when the International Wildlife Refuge in the Detroit River was dedicated, which was a project of Congressman John Dingell's, he and a number of business and community leaders were down at that site and celebrating what had just been accomplished, and turned and looked up the Huron River, and Congressman Dingell issued a clarion call to those people who were with him to say, now what are we going to do for the Huron River to have a lasting environmental legacy there? And River Up was born basically that day. And so that's part of the why now. Since then, we've been figuring out what are our steps, what's our 3 to 5 year plan on that. So the fact that we do have this very strong public-private partnership is allowing us to work with some new partners that we haven't before, at least not through the Watershed Council. And so that has been very rewarding and has enabled us to accomplish more with the projects.
And now I want to go back to where we started and kind of got away from. But in this first year, what are the tangible things that have been accomplished, and what are the plans that have been set forth for years 2 through 5?
In the first year, I mentioned that we had improved the Superior Portage, which is a place that you would not have gone to unless you were on the river. It's not a highly visible place. It's by St. Joseph Mercy Hospital. So that was a successful project, putting in a new...
And I've visited that portage, and it is a remarkable improvement. It's if anyone has a chance to actually visit that, it is... And I've made... I've heard comments from fishermen and from kayakers and canoeists that it really has been dramatically improved from what it once was.
Yeah, thanks. We're very happy with it. So that was our first project. We really wanted to hit the ball out of the park with that one and make it a very nice, safe, accessible portage for kayakers and canoeists going down the river. It also enabled us to start introducing the idea of this Huron River Water Trail, which is also a big project that we've done in the first year, and we will continue to build on for the next several years.
And what is that trail going to encompass?
Well, it's an inland paddling trail that follows 104 river miles from Proud Lake in Oakland County all the way down to Lake Erie. And there are other paddling trails around Michigan and around the world, but this is that idea of really being able to build on the strength of our river towns and on a fairly healthy river. And so we are starting that trail town idea, or we're starting a trail town idea with the Huron River Water Trail. We're working with Milford, Dexter, Ann Arbor, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and Flat Rock to really help them become places of hospitality, basically, on the water trail, so that people who are using the trail know that there are certain amenities there for them, and they will see kiosks there that eventually will tie into the cultural and the natural history of this area as well. So they're on the trail.
So what happens in year two?
In year two, we have a number of projects that we've identified. Well, I should say years two, three, and four. We've laid out priorities for the next several years in a Huron River Up plan. And so we have a number of physical improvements that we would like to do, kind of in that fix-up vein. So there's access points to the river at some of the parks, including Island Park and Barton in Ann Arbor. We are also working with Ypsilanti Township and Washtenaw County on improving the portage around the Ford Lake Dam. We continue to set our eyes on how to improve the portage at French Landing Dam, which makes Belleville Lake, and the Flat Rock Dam. So there's quite a bit of improvement in that regard. We are in the process of creating a paddler's companion book. It's a waterproof navigation book that people on the water trail will be able to use, and that will be an indispensable guide for them. We're excited about that. There's also a lot of work in trying to keep moving forward the cleanup at the DTE Mishcon property in Ann Arbor, and continue to be involved in making sure that there is a good vision for that property in order to return that area to the community and perfect example of how to turn our communities to face the river and really take advantage of it. For example, there's all kinds of things that could happen there. There could be a restaurant on the river, which we don't really have on the Huron. There could be an outdoor amphitheater for concerts. Ann Arbor has a lot of great venues, but there's nothing like that.
It's really remarkable to think about that there's no music venue along the Huron in a city that actually celebrates its arts and its music the way that the Ann Arbor does. And it's also remarkable to think that there is not one restaurant for huge stretches, if not the entirety of the river, where someone can sit, a family can sit, an individual can sit and have a meal and enjoy the beauty of this river. So those are two very interesting ideas for that site.
Right.
And in this 2 to 5 year upcoming plan, are we going to see that? Is that what we're going to find, that there are going to be businesses turned there that allow us to enjoy the river?
Well, at that site in particular, it might take a little bit longer because of the cleanup that's involved. But as far as other places on the river, yes. For example, in the village of Dexter, we're working with them on, they are a trail town on the water trail and really making that connection with their local businesses.
So much of what we've talked about today actually focuses on the Washtenaw County. Does this vision for the future actually look at other parts of the river as far as perhaps all the way to the Detroit River?
It does, and certain elements do, like the water trail is the whole river, and so that ties it together. I think because of the geographic focus of some of our partners on the project, we've started with Washtenaw County, kind of started in everyone's own backyard, more or less. But at the Watershed Council, we are always thinking about that whole river system and all seven counties. So we are definitely looking to work with our partners at NWF and the League of Conservation Voters to expand the partnership to the Detroit River area.
Well, congratulations on the one-year anniversary, and we will be following along and looking forward to what develops in years 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Elizabeth Riggs. Elizabeth is Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. And a thanks goes to my co-host, Lisa Wozniak. She is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa, we'll see you in September.
I look forward to it, David.
I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to our first Friday Focus on the Environment. It is a monthly feature, and you find it only on 89.1 WEMU.